And a good Monday morning to you. Welcome into the Nick Craig Show, streaming live this morning on YouTube, Rumble, X, and Facebook. Don't forget that you can take the show with you 24/7 on demand by checking out the Nick Craig Show in your favorite podcast app. You can also listen online by visiting the website nickcraig.com. Our show this morning is brought to you in part by the Melissa Gott and her amazing team over at the Law Group. Give them a call, 910-251-6088, or visit them online at lawgroupnc.com. Now, right off the top here, we've got a busy show to get into as Customs and Border Protection, CBP, conducted and is continuing to conduct mass operations across the Charlotte metro area dealing with illegal immigration. There is explicit language on today's program, not from me, but I've got a lot of videos of protesters on the ground, of course, yelling and screaming obscenities at federal law enforcement. So if that is something that you are sensitive to, just a quick disclaimer there. You're going to hear some F-bombs. You're going to hear some nasty words today, not from law enforcement, not from individuals on the right that want to enforce our immigration laws, but out of control, progressive, left-wing Democrats who, for whatever reason, believe that it is an insane idea to enforce immigration law. Before we get into anything as to what's gone on in Charlotte over the last couple of days, let's just take this from the top. It is a crime. It is illegal to be in the United States without proper paperwork. If you are not a born U.S. citizen, you can't just come into the United States. You can't just go into, frankly, any country without proper documentation or proper immigration status. This is not something that is unique to the United States. For example, if you were planning on taking an international trip, you would have to go through the process of getting visas for travel. Yeah, they ask how long you're going to stay. What are you doing? Are you there for work? Are you here for pleasure? You have to go through that to get into every other country across the globe. Yet for some reason, we are led to believe here in the United States that you are allowed to just come into the United States illegally. You should be allowed to do whatever you want, and you should not be held to account for those actions. One of the main drivers in President Donald Trump's success in 2024 was illegal immigration. One of the main drivers was the fact that Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and the Democrats completely opened the U.S. border, just stopped for all intents and purposes enforcing immigration law that's on the books. And you'll hear from some Democrats coming up. Of course, Josh Stein has to get into the fray, and other, you know, Democrats have to jump into the fray here, complaining about our immigration system is broken. You'll hear this garbage from Josh Stein. Hey, Josh, Democrats had the White House and control of Congress from 2020 to 2022. If the immigration system was so freaking broken, if the immigration system is such a disaster in the United States, then why didn't they deal with it when they were in charge? I mean, this meme, this notion that, well, the immigration system is broken, so I guess with that being the case, individuals should just be allowed to come into the United States illegally. That's the justification. Who puts the immigration system in place, Governor Stein? It's not the president. Now, he'll sign a law, sure, but it's Congress that does the work. So maybe take a little bit of self-reflection on your own political party that had exclusive and complete control of the federal government for 2 years, not that long ago, and did nothing with immigration. Nothing. Absolutely jack squat. Because the immigration system is broken, according to Josh Stein, according to other Democrats, that gives everybody carte blanche, a free pass to do whatever the hell they want, with no repercussions, no consequences, no anything. It's absurd. It's insane. The fact that we are having this discussion right now is absurd. We are a nation that is built on law. We are a nation that is built on following the law. And when you decide to not follow the law and enter the country illegally, and I guess this makes me the bearer of bad news, when you go through that process, you are putting yourself at risk of getting deported. You are putting yourself at risk of getting kicked out of the country, whether you're a violent, illegal criminal or not. The reality is still this. You don't get to break the law of the United States because you want to be here. That's not how our society works. That's not how our system works. That's how no country across the globe operates. I understand many of these individuals come from hellish landscapes. That's very unfortunate. But that is not a justification to break the law of the United States. That is not justification to cross the border illegally, skip over checkpoints, which we do have so that people can follow the process, as we're going to hear from Democrats. Oh, you got a system. The immigration system is broken. You can follow the system if you go through a legal port of entry. But many of the individuals who are in the country right now, many of them have already been deported and have come back, have chosen not to follow that system. And I'm just going to be blunt and honest with you. That's not my problem. There is a way for legal citizenship, the legal way to make it into the United States. Is it time consuming? Sure. Is it expensive? Sure. And I would argue it should be. It's a big deal to be in the United States of America. You and I, most of us, are natural born U.S. citizens. We are very fortunate to have been born into this country. We are very fortunate to be U.S. citizens. I think, and I'm guilty of this as well, I think sometimes we take it for granted, but we shouldn't. And I strive to not take it for granted. There should be a pretty high barrier to entry. It should not be a quick, easy, simple process to become a U.S. citizen or to get go through the process of getting green card status and then working through whatever process you'd like to be a U.S. citizen. Shouldn't be easy. It shouldn't be simple. Shouldn't be a check mark on a piece of paper. That's not how it works. And by the way, that's not how it works anywhere else as well. It's not a unique issue here to the United States. So it is called Operation Charlotte's Web. That is the operation that has been ongoing since Saturday in the Queen City, Charlotte, North Carolina, the state's largest city, as agents from Customs and Border Protection, CBP, which is, of course, under the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, conducted these operations alone. Now, there's a lot of misreporting on this that, oh, this is an ICE sting. ICE has nothing to do with this. This is not Immigration and Customs Enforcement. That is a different entity. This is strictly Customs and Border Protection, the same group that has been operating and has been conducting ops in Chicago over the last couple of months. CBP, of course, working with DHS, their parent organization, conducted these operations by themselves. No state law enforcement, no local law enforcement, no ICE. This was a unique operation to Customs and Border Protection. And from all accounts, it has been incredibly and widely successful. According to Greg Benivo, who is the Border Patrol official leading the operation, 81 individuals were arrested in Charlotte over the span of just about 5 hours, with Commander Bovino saying that it was that many of these individuals were violent, dangerous criminals. 81 individuals. Now, that was apparently just on Saturday. We don't know what the numbers were or were for Sunday, and it is not immediately clear this morning how much longer these operations are going to take place. And so in one day, in the span of just 5 hours, things seemingly went incredibly well. Here is the press release from DHS describing some of the operations that were going on. The Assistant Secretary, Tricia McLaughlin, saying this in a press release, quote, "Americans should be able to live without fear of violent criminal illegal aliens hurting them, their families, or their neighbors. We are surging DHS law enforcement to Charlotte to ensure Americans are safe and public safety threats are removed. There have been too many victims of criminal illegal aliens. President Trump and Secretary Kristi Noem will step up to protect Americans when sanctuary politicians won't." And again, this is not overly complicated. This is not a big time issue, or at least it shouldn't be a big time issue. And so what you've got going on here is individuals that are breaking the law in the United States illegally being held to account for that. And if you believe that that is a bridge too far, if you believe that that is inhumane, if you believe that that is disgusting, well, I hate to break it to you, but that's the law. And we don't get to pick and choose which ones we follow. We don't get to pick and choose if we decide to enforce our immigration law. I mean, it's just the whole thing is freaking absurd. Yet, here we are. So I just wanted to read through a little bit of this article over at the Charlotte Observer, a left-wing rag owned by McClatchy Media, about the operations. And we'll see how this actually compares to what was actually going on the streets. So let's go through a little bit of this article over at the Charlotte Observer. One advocacy group known as Sembria, S-I-E-M-B-R-A, N-C, decried the government's action as a, quote, day of shame, and said that more immigrants were arrested Saturday in the Charlotte area than any other day in state history. It's a day of shame. What makes it a day of shame? The fact that individuals who have been breaking the law and have been operating in the United States illegally are being deported? What makes that shameful? What makes that a day of shame? I don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense to me. A protest was called for Sunday night at 7 p.m. at the Department of Homeland Security offices off of Tivola Drive. Organizers encouraged people to bring noisemakers, banners, signs, and demand that people who have been detained in the past 2 days be released. Isn't that great? So, yeah, you could show up with your signs and your banners, and I've got a couple of videos of that taking place. But now these protesters are demanding the individuals who have been detained to be released. Why? Why should they be released? Just give me one example of why these individuals should be released. Because they're U.S. citizens? If that was the case, absolutely. If they are not U.S. citizens, which according to the operator of this event, 81 illegal migrants were arrested. So what it would be the justification for releasing them? Because you think they should be released? Because you want them to be released? It's not a legal justification. I mean, there's plenty of things that I want to do that I don't get to. Some of them, you know, for a variety of different reasons. I mean, you can want anything. But for these protesters to demand these individuals to be released is absurd. They're illegally in the United States. They are breaking federal law by being in the United States. And for that, unfortunately, for you guys, that means that they get deported. That means, unfortunately, they are not going to continue here in the United States. There's an ex account, an individual by the name of Oliva, that was on the ground with a media outlet called FreedomNews.tv, who was really on the ground with these operations in Charlotte over the weekend. And that's where the variety of our video and audio comes from this morning. Again, a quick note, with a lot of these clips, you're going to hear profanity. You're going to hear Democrats, out of control, progressive leftists screaming F you at ICE agents, F you at federal officials. Why? Not because the federal officials are breaking the law, because they are not in favor of enforcing our immigration policy. These individuals on the left believe that the United States should not have a border. Essentially, they believe that immigration law should not be enforced. Very clearly, if you do not believe a country or a nation should have a border, you should be of the mindset that it shouldn't exist, because you cannot have a nation. Literally, by definition, you cannot have a nation without a clear, defined border. So here is what's going on in Charlotte. Councilman-elect J.D. Maruza Aris spoke at an event in Charlotte on Saturday. This is one of the progressive radical leftists that won in the Charlotte municipal elections back just a couple of weeks ago. Take a listen to this.
It's really heartbreaking. We are a city built by immigrants. We're a country built by immigrants. And we're not bad people.
Now hold on a second. This is always the same meme, right? We were a nation built by immigrants. Yeah, you're absolutely correct. We were a nation built by immigrants. There's one just key factor that you guys always miss out on that statement. We were a nation built up by individuals who immigrated to the United States. Many of them going through Ellis Island and other ports on the East and West Coast to come into the United States legally. That's an important piece of the equation here that is always left out. Don't you find that a little bit ironic? That they always leave out in the nation built by immigrants. We're talking about people who came into the United States legally, who went through Ellis Island, went through the process of gaining not citizenship, but gaining legal immigrant status in the United States, many of which would then go on to get full U.S. citizenship. That's always left out. I can't imagine why.
It's really heartbreaking. We are a city built by immigrants. We're a country built by immigrants. And we're not bad people. We are people that are looking to build lives here, to better the future of not only ourselves, but of our children, of our kids. These are folks, this man right here has been selling flowers for years, as long as I can remember. I live in East Charlotte. I grew up in East Charlotte. And he's just selling flowers.
Okay. I mean, so he's selling flowers. Is he legally in the country or not? I don't care if he's selling flowers. I don't care if he's running a Fortune 500 company, or I don't care if he's homeless and roaming around the streets. Is he legally in the United States or not? That is the question that needs to be asked. None of this other, he's been a staple of our community. It doesn't matter if you're here illegally, ladies and gentlemen. It is, in fact, illegal to be in the United States without proper documentation or being a U.S. citizen. Plain and simple. But this is something that Democrats absolutely cannot wrap their heads around at all.
Trying to brighten people's day.
Oh, yes.
And he was chased. For what?
Why was he? Well, hold on a second. He was chased. Why would he be running away from federal law enforcement agents? Why would he be running away from Customs and Border Protection if he's in the United States legally? He's just trying to brighten people's day. So why the hell was he running from federal officials? Oh. He's an illegal immigrant. He's not supposed to be here. He didn't follow the laws that are on the books to come into the United States. So yes, he was chased. He was taken down by federal law enforcement agents. If he had a green card, if he was going through the process of gaining some level of legal immigration status in the United States, that wouldn't be a problem. But he wasn't. So yes, Customs and Border Protection is enforcing federal immigration law across the United States, more particularly in the city of Charlotte.
We're not criminals. This is not
it
who
is,
we are.
It is devastating. I hate to keep cutting this clip off, but it is very much a fact that if you have broken immigration law, you are by de facto being a criminal. Whether you're murdering people on the city streets of Charlotte is a different story. But this idea that it's no longer illegal to break federal immigration law is just completely ridiculous. We saw the Democrats run this gambit back in the 2020, in 2020, 22, 23, 24. Doesn't work. Turns out the vast majority of U.S. citizens, the vast majority of individuals who vote in elections are not in favor of this notion that, well, you know, it's technically illegal to come into the United States illegally, but that doesn't make you a criminal. Gotcha. Makes perfect sense to me, right?
It is infuriating, but if anything, it is heartbreaking. These are humans.
Cry me a river. I don't care.
Di algo, pendejo. Have a nice day, ma'am.
Fuck you.
You too, ma'am.
Fuck you.
America loves you.
Fuck you. Doesn't love you, motherfucker.
Let me make it very clear to everyone. Being here undocumented and not having a criminal record is a civil defense, not a criminal. A guy who has been a pillar in our community was chased down by Border Patrol. And what I ask of folks is please call your state legislators, your congresspeople, city council, county commissioners. We need support here. This is a violation of our constitutional rights, not only to immigrants, but to U.S. citizens.
Oh,
they are
God.
Grabbing folks. They are detaining them. They're not asking questions. So please, please, please call and ask them for their support in protecting our immigrant communities and all of us.
I mean, this is just the most insane thing you've ever heard. First of all, calling your city council, your county commissioner, your state legislators is not going to do anything. Obviously, this individual who, city councilman elect in Charlotte has absolutely no idea how immigration law works. It is a federal policy. So you can call your city council, you can call your county commission, you can call your state legislators all you want. They have absolutely zero, and I mean zero, control over federal immigration law. Zero. And you, as you just heard there, they're chasing people down. They're breaking the Constitution. Really? So we care about the Constitution, at least according to this guy. We care about the Constitution. But we don't care about immigration law that's on the books. So, like, we're interested in certain parts of the Constitution when it's beneficial, and we're interested in certain laws when it's beneficial, but other times we're not. You see, there's just kind of a huge disconnect there. Yes, this individual apparently was chased down in the woods, was not legally in the United States of America, was detained and arrested by Customs and Border Protection. Yeah, plain and simple. That's how this process plays out. That is how this process works. You don't really get a say in that. Again, it's federal immigration law that we're talking about. It is a federal process that is very well established and everybody is aware of, except, I guess, for Democrats who have buried their head in the sand on this issue now for 5+ years, and it has not worked into their favor at all. Here's a more video again, some more explicit language. My apologies beforehand.
You better take clearing out. You start throwing gas in here. You're hanging up.
I mean, it's just laughable. It's completely laughable. So all we've learned is screaming F you at federal agents. You heard from the one individual, you're a Hispanic. Like, oh, okay. So every single Hispanic person in the country, the ones that have, well, either A, were born here, or B, have gone through the process of coming to the United States illegally. You know what it turns out and what polling showed us last year? That individuals who have gone through the very lengthy and expensive process of coming into the United States illegally, turns out they're not a fan of people breaking the law. Turns out they're not a fan of individuals just completely moving around U.S. immigration law and coming into the country illegally. So it's a novel concept for those on the left. Oh my God, one of the CBP agents is Hispanic. Well, first of all, it's a job. It's a federal law enforcement job. And based on your ethnic breakdown, turns out most individuals are not in favor of breaking the law. And Aqua Blue points out a great point in our chat this morning. Constitutional rights for U.S. citizens. Great point. Right? And there's some debate, and this is kind of, you've seen some of this play out in the courts throughout the second Trump administration. What are the constitutional rights of individuals who knowingly broke laws, came into the United States, and have no legal immigration status whatsoever? Like, absolutely zero. There's been some question about the rights for those individuals. So let's see. We got a couple of other clips here as well. This is in front of the DHS facility in Charlotte last night. You've got individuals waving around Mexican flags, a guy dressed up as a frog and holding signs that say F-U-C-K ICE. So this is the this was the scene off of Tivola Road in Charlotte last night. That's got a nice ring to it. Yep. F Donald Trump and you and you. So, yes, it's Trump's fault. Yes, of course. Right? Because there's no personal responsibility for individuals that came into the U.S. illegally. There's no. And this is something that is a large issue on the left in general. And it's the complete and total admonishment of personal responsibility. Nobody on the left is ever responsible for anything that they do. They never have been, and they presumably never will be. So, again, you decide that the immigration system is too cumbersome in the United States. So you cross the border illegally in an area in which there is no processing facility, no legal entry, no legal checkpoint. So you cross the border illegally. You make your way through the United States up to the city of Charlotte here in this, right on the South Carolina border. You make your way to Charlotte. Customs and Border Protection is conducting a sting, getting people illegally out of the country, and it's Donald Trump's fault, of course. Because, God forbid, we would hold somebody accountable for the things that they have done. God forbid we'd hold somebody responsible. And it's not just with illegal immigration on the left. Look at the out-of-control crime in cities like Charlotte. Look at the murder of 23-year-old Ukrainian refugee, who, by the way, had came into the United States legally. Look at the murder of Irina Zaruska. Why was she murdered on the Charlotte light rail? Because soft-on-crime policies in Charlotte allowed DeCarlos Brown Jr., a 14-time convicted criminal, back out on the streets. So this is a large issue for the left across the board. They have no ability and no willingness, seemingly, to hold people responsible for anything that they do, whether they're a violent criminal, whether they've come into the United States illegally. They just want to completely say, doesn't matter what they did. You're the problem for trying to enforce the law. You're the problem for trying to keep a dangerous, violent criminal behind bars. You're the problem. Zero self-reflection, zero accountability from the left. This is the issues like this. I think, well, they did backfire big time for Democrats in November. And it's going to be interesting to see if it backfires for them as we head into 2026. Because when you look at data and you look at polling, which I love to do, you will find that the vast majority of you of people that respond to political polls who are people that are allowed to legally vote in the United States, so citizens, those individuals are not in favor of people breaking our federal immigration laws and just waltzing their way into the United States. Turns out they're not a fan of this. This is yet again another 80-20 political issue for Democrats. This is yet again another 80-20 political issue that they are on the wrong side of, like almost everything else. And they are just consistently racking up these 80-20 issues. We'll get into some comments from Democrat Governor Josh Stein. He sending some mixed messages. Anderson Clayton, who is the chair of the New Hanover County Democrat Party, yelling obscenities on social media at the commander in Gregory Bavio, who was operating these or was conducting these operations in Charlotte, a member of the North Carolina House who is saying F ICE. A lot of great Democrat reaction on this Monday morning. We'll continue with it as the show rolls on. But before that, I do want to thank and let you know that this show is only possible thanks to Melissa Gott and the amazing team over at the Law Group. When legal challenges arise, put your trust in the Law Group right here in Wilmington. For now more than 22 years, their experienced attorneys have provided high-quality, affordable legal services across eastern North Carolina. When I went through the process of purchasing my house and navigating that real estate transaction, I reached out to Melissa and the team over at the Law Group. They had my back, and they will have yours. Their dedicated team ensures your questions are answered and issues are resolved as quickly as possible. And great news, folks, they're not some big legal law firm. They're members of our community, they're our neighbors, and they're right here in our backyard, located in downtown Wilmington, just a phone call away at 910-251-6088 or their website, lawgroupnc.com, 910-251-6088 or lawgroupnc.com. The Law Group, experience and dedication you can rely on. We appreciate the Law Group and their continued support of the Nick Craig Show. We'll grab a quick break and we'll continue what was a very successful weekend. 81 individuals arrested by Customs and Border Protection in Charlotte, at least on Saturday. The numbers for a Sunday still not out yet. We'll continue the conversation coming up after this as the Nick Craig Show rolls on a Monday morning, streaming live on YouTube, Rumble, X, Facebook, and available 24/7 wherever you get your podcasts. And a good Monday morning to you. Welcome back to the Nick Craig Show. Hopefully you had a great weekend. Thanks for spending some time with us as we continue our coverage of Operation Charlotte's Web. That is the official name of the DHS, Department of Homeland Security operation that has been unfolding in Charlotte over the last couple of days. An individual by the name of Gregory Bovino. B-O-V-I-N-O, I think that's how it's pronounced, was the commander of the operation and provided some information on the individuals who were arrested. And I think it's important to look through it. It's important to look at this and see. So he was incredibly active on his social media accounts over the weekend, highlighting a bunch of these individuals who are legally in the country. So let's just go through them one by one. Here's an individual of a man. Criminal illegal alien shops too. Check out who was walking and shopping amongst American citizens today. A violent repeat offender. Our agents arrested this Honduran illegal alien with a violent criminal history, multiple simple assaults, shoplifting, and an aggravated felony assault that put him behind bars for 4 years. This is why border security matters. This is why we're in Charlotte with a picture of the individual. The next person, illegal aliens with criminal histories and warrants don't hang out in front of a big box hardware stores. Well, this is how then how did we find this illegal alien from Honduras? She was arrested on felony larceny charges right here in North Carolina, and she has a warrant for failure to appear. So you've got another individual, this crying lady in this picture. This is not your run of the mill. This is, you know, when Democrats, oh, we're proud immigrant communities. Is this the kind of proud community that you're talking about? An individual who is not only willing to break the law, but then when they are tried to, then the legal system tries to hold them to account, you get a court date, they don't appear. That's the proud community that you're talking about? I mean, give me a freaking break. And the list goes on. Here's another individual. Let's talk about immigration fugitives in your community, Charlotte. This illegal alien from Honduras was ordered removed by an immigration judge on April the 30th, 2025. Guess he didn't get the word, so we'll let him know that he's got to go. So in this case, You know, all the bitching and moaning from the left about, oh my God, the Constitution and the community being ripped apart. So a judge had ordered this individual to be removed at this point, what, 7 months ago? 6 months ago? But lo and behold, as we continue to see, people who have already broken the law are not going to follow it. So Customs and Border Protection did their job. They arrested him, and hopefully he will be deported from the country. Here's another one. Who's at the same grocery stores as you? This illegal alien from Honduras with a criminal history. He was arrested for aggravated assault, assault with a dangerous weapon, and DUI. He has also been removed from the United States twice, so now that he's here again, he's committed a felony by re-entering the United States. This is the proud immigrant community. Already removed from the United States twice, back here, ignoring our laws, driving while under the influence, obviously can't legally possess a weapon because he's illegally in the United States, and running around the city of Charlotte with weapons. Proud community there for sure. Proud community for sure. Here's another one. This illegal alien from Mexico has 3 DUI / DWI convictions. We arrested him, taking him off the streets of Charlotte so he can't continue to ignore our laws and drive intoxicated on the same roads as you and your loved ones are on. Well, you know, God forbid. God forbid somebody who's not legally in the United States drinking and driving. I mean, you know, but it's, again, no problem here. It's a shameful day, according to whatever that group was that we heard from before. Shameful actions. It's terrifying the immigrant community. Is this the kind of person you want in your community? In the United States illegally, drinking and driving? Is that what you're striving for? Is that building, you know, oh, the country was built by immigrants. Yeah, like that? Really? That's the spin? That's the narrative that you're going to spin with? Let's keep going. Here's another individual. Let's paint this picture for you. An illegal alien from Mexico gets deported 4 times and strolls back to Charlotte, then racks up a hit and run and DUI / DWI. It's time to go back home. Proud community once again. 4 times. Deported 4 times back in the United States. Surprise, surprise. This criminal illegal alien from Mexico is no longer endangering citizens in Charlotte. With prior arrests for driving while intoxicated and possession of stolen goods, he can now add one for illegal reentry after removal. We're not letting repeat offenders slip through the cracks. There's another individual. And finally, with 2 DUI arrests already on his record, this illegal alien from Honduras has demonstrated a pattern of endangering the community. Now he's in custody and your streets are safer. So there is just a couple of examples. What did we go through? Like maybe half a dozen or so examples of individuals who were arrested by Customs and Border Protection over the weekend in Charlotte. This apparently is just on Saturday. Maybe some of it on Sunday. Then there's this story. This is a great one. This is over at the Charlotte Observer once again. Of course, left-wing, out-of-control paper. Let's read this. Man gets medical attention after Border Patrol pursuit in Charlotte. One case that attracted a lot of attention in Charlotte and online revolved around a man who received medical treatment after he appeared to collapse while Border Patrol agents attempted to detain him on Milton Road near the Weeping Willow AME Zion Church, said a neighbor who saw the interaction. The individual, who declined to provide her last name out of concern for her safety, said that she saw the interaction between agents and the man in front of the church. She said that agents pushed him into their vehicles from a nearby Danny's supermarket, where the Charlotte Observer reported 2 men were arrested earlier in the day. Agents attempted to pull him out of the car and he fell to the ground. They screamed at him to get out after opening the door. Social media rumors erupted about the incident, but the man appeared to be alive and moving, just in shock, said 2 agents, and she said that 2 agents went into the ambulance with the man. His condition could not be immediately provided. So here's the situation. This guy, who was illegally in the United States, had a panic attack. Rightfully so, makes sense. You're illegally in the United States, and Customs and Border Protection are roaming down on you. It's probably a reasonable reaction. So he had this panic attack and was taken to the hospital by Customs and Border Protection. Rode with, according to this report, rode with 2 individuals from CBP to the hospital. When he got to the hospital, he attempted to escape through a ceiling tile in the bathroom. He, of course, was then immediately, once again, detained by Customs Border Protection and will likely be deported from the United States. But it's interesting that the Charlotte Observer doesn't mention that in their story. Interesting that the mainstream media, the very far left-wing Charlotte Observer, part of McClatchy Media, doesn't mention that in their story. Doesn't mention that he tried to evade law enforcement once he got to the hospital. No reason to reference that, right? No reason to bring that up. We wouldn't want to paint the picture that this guy was doing everything in his power to escape Customs and Border Protection. Why might that be the case? Maybe because he's illegally in the United States. Maybe, just maybe. So Governor Josh Stein jumped in on the fray on social media this weekend as well. He sent some very mixed messaging in about a 2.5-minute video he published to his X account yesterday evening. This is what the governor had to say. Take a listen.
It's Josh Stein. I wanted to provide an update as Customs and Border Patrol agents have been in Charlotte over the weekend. My team and I have been in regular contact with state and local law enforcement to ensure that they have the resources that they need to keep you safe. Public safety is our top priority, and our well-trained local officers know their communities and are here for the long haul. On Friday, before Customs and Border Protection came to Charlotte, I encouraged North Carolinians to follow the law, remain peaceful, and bear witness to what you're seeing. Thank you, Charlotte, for answering that call. To the CBP, if you know that we have violent criminals in Charlotte who are undocumented, we want them out too.
Not true. Blatantly not true. According to a DHS press release, there have been more than 1,400 ICE detainers that have been issued in the state of North Carolina. I don't know what the time frame is. Over the last year, a couple of years. 1,400 ICE detainers that have not been accepted by local law enforcement. So when the governor says, oh, if you know of people that are illegally here, you know of people that are illegally this and illegally that. If you know this, then why aren't you letting us know? Well, in fact, they are. The way that it works is when somebody is arrested and their immigration status is in question, ICE can get involved and they do issue what is called an ICE detainer, which means that the federal government is requesting, I believe it's a 48 or 72-hour hold on the individual so that they can conduct an internal investigation to determine the status of the person at question. What we have seen in many places like Charlotte and across the state is that local law enforcement ignores those ICE detainers. So when the governor says, if you know that these people are here, let us know, he's full of it. Because there's already a system in place for this, and multiple law enforcement agencies across the state have continually ignored the federal government. Because they have ignored the federal government, Customs and Border Protection said, the hell with this. We're not working with local law enforcement. If you guys aren't going to work alongside us, if you guys aren't going to partner with us, if you're not going to uphold immigration law, then we'll do it. We'll take it from here, Coach. And that's exactly what they did.
Everyone wants to be safe in their communities. But the actions of too many federal agents are doing the exact opposite in Charlotte. We've seen masked, heavily armed agents in paramilitary garb driving unmarked cars, targeting American citizens based on their skin color, racially profiling and picking up random people in parking lots and off of our sidewalks, going after landscapers simply decorating a Christmas tree in someone's front yard, and entering churches and stores to grab people. This is not making us safer. It's stoking fear and dividing our community.
Well, hold on a second here. We just went through the official X account of the guy who was conducting these operations in Charlotte. And we talked about DUIs, DWIs, assaults, shopliftings, violent crimes, multiple illegal reentries into the United States. And as we get to hear from the governor, that's not making us safer. So is the illegal Honduran immigrant driving drunk with, of course, without a license in the city of Charlotte, is that making us safe, Stein? Is that making a state safe, Mr. Governor? Sure as hell doesn't sound like it. But, you know, of course, we're only going to point to, and by the way, I have found no evidence to back up his claim about the landscaper decorating a Christmas tree in Charlotte that was nabbed by Customs and Border Protection. I can find no evidence of that existing anywhere, but, you know, it paints a good picture. He doesn't talk about any of these guys. He doesn't talk about any of the individuals in the X account here from the commander of these operations. None of these individuals at all. Criminal illegal aliens from Mexico, driving while intoxicated, possession of stolen goods. We're not going to talk about hit and runs and DUIs. We don't want to talk about those either. We don't want to talk about individuals roaming the streets of Charlotte with illegal firearms. We don't want to do that. So we'll just point to, oh my God, they're going into stores and arresting people. Well, if they're illegally in the United States and Customs and Border Protection, aka the federal government, has information about these individuals and their illegal actions in the United States, they're going to be arrested. I mean, just look at this guy. I mean, a judge told him to get the hell out of the country 7 months ago. But no, Josh Stein doesn't bring that up at all. That's not relevant for the governor's political talking points. So let's hear more from the great governor. What's he got to say?
I want to say a word about immigration. We are a nation of immigrants, and our state and this country is stronger because of our immigrant communities.
So we're stronger as a state because of the Honduran immigrant who's driving without a license while drunk? That makes us a safer community? Are we're a safer state of North Carolina with the guy who a federal immigration judge told to get out of the country back in April? We're safe with the guy that's walking around the city of Charlotte with illegal firearms, brandishing them, potentially using them to hurt, if not kill somebody. That makes us safer. I mean, give me a freaking break.
Unfortunately, our immigration system is broken.
Ah, yes.
But rather than fix it, the federal government continues to play politics with it. It is long past time for Congress to act. We need strong borders.
Oh, really?
We must hold accountable and deport anyone who has committed a serious crime. And we must create a path to legal status for those who've been here a long time, paid their taxes, and followed the law, especially our Dreamers who came to this country as very young children. North Carolina, I know this is a stressful moment, but please stay peaceful. And if you see something wrong, record it and report it to local law enforcement. That's what we can do for our neighbors to keep each other safe. That's the North Carolina way. Thank you.
That's the North Carolina way, ladies and gentlemen. Come into the country illegally, drink and drive, and kill people on the roads. That is the North Carolina way, according to Governor Josh Stein. What a clown. And the as we talked about earlier, the same thing. It's time for Congress to act. Our immigration system is broken. Democrats have been saying that for 40 freaking years. If the immigration system is so broken, why didn't they solve it when Joe Biden was in the Oval Office? Why didn't they solve it when they had control of the Senate and control of the House in 2020 or 2021? I mean, they could have done it. Why didn't they? But now it's the Republicans that are playing politics with immigration. So, you know, notice this? It's always the Republicans. Always, regardless of what's going on, regardless of the situation, regardless who's responsible, it's always those gosh darn evil Republicans. Always our fault. It's amazing how this works. Always, always, always our fault. Let's do a little bit of reading from the chairwoman of the North Carolina Democrat Party. Her name is Anderson Clayton. She wrote this on X over the weekend, quote, Border Patrol and ICE are currently arresting and stealing our community members off the streets in Charlotte. First of all, that's incorrect. ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, was not part of this at all. This is simply, and it's not Border Patrol, it's Customs and Border Protection, but whatever. So Border Patrol and ICE are currently arresting and stealing our community members off the streets in Charlotte. Donald Trump is single-handedly responsible for this heinous action. Please report any activity you see and know that our party stands with all immigrant communities. So this is her post, and the immediate response comes from the individual that we've been talking about all morning, the commander of these operations, who said, wrong. U.S. Border Patrol is busy arresting criminal aliens who are walking your streets with impunity. We arrested so many criminals that we had to assign extra agents to the process. We'll be putting these dozens of criminals on social media so you won't be mistaken again. Her response back to him, quote, F-U, F-U-C-K space Y-O-U period. That's Anderson Claes, the head of the North Carolina Democrat Party, response back. F-U. His final response, truth can be a hard thing. Truth can be a hard thing there. I mean, it's just insane. So this is the response from Democrats. Oh, we've got a bunch of illegals in the country. But our immigrant communities are so strong, and it's Donald Trump and ICE that are making our communities unsafe. Then the facts are laid out in front of her. Her response is, go F yourself. That's great. Very insightful information there from Anderson Clayton. How about Representative Julie Von Hafen, a member of the North Carolina General Assembly? I said what I said. Watching the news and hearing stories from Charlotte and other towns this weekend has been horrifying, disturbing, and scary. I stand with our immigrant communities always. And then a meme here that says something about F-U-C-K ICE at the end of it. So that's great. I guess she's not horrified, disturbed, and it's not scary to her that individuals are illegally in the United States, shoplifting, carrying around illegal firearms, drinking and driving. That's not scary to her at all. It's not scary to have those guys in the country, no. No, no, no. It's not scary to have hardened illegal criminals in the country, no. That's not scary. Enforcing immigration law, now that's scary. Enforcing laws that have been on the books for decades, passed by Congress, not changed by Democrats. That's terrifying. That's horrifying, excuse me. It's disturbing and it's scary. The left has completely lost control of the narrative here. And they believe that standing in front of an immigration facility, yelling and screaming about ICE is somehow their mystiful solution here to the problem. Here's more of these peaceful protesters, of course, all wearing masks because, you know, COVID-19, peacefully protesting in front of an ICE facility or a Department of Homeland Security facility yesterday. Now, banging on a pot and pan, blowing whistles, being told, hey, you guys got to move, right? This is a federal facility. This is DHS property. I mean, it's just insane. I mean, it's just, and you know what? It's kind of enraging to me to watch these individuals wave the Mexican flags here on U.S. soil. You know what? Go live in freaking Mexico then. I mean, if you hate the United States so much, if this country is so awful and terrible, then if you're waving the Mexican flag, then go to freaking Mexico. I mean, it's just, it's enraging at this point. And it's always the same usual suspects in all of these. A bunch of uninformed, progressive morons. These are the same folks that were burning your cities to the ground in 2020, all in the name of racial justice. This is the BLM crowd. It's always the same group of suspects, every single time. The guy dressed up as the frog. It's insane. Oh, yeah. We're demanding the release of individuals. We're fighting back against Donald Trump by standing in the road in front of ICE agents. Ooh, scary. I think you can hear this lady talk at the end. Let's see what she's got to say.
Abolish
Nah, I guess you can't hear. So abolish ICE. Okay, great. So we'll just abolish immigrate. First of all, that's not ICE. That's Customs and Border Protection. But yeah, again, it's a group of morons that are doing this. We're not going to abolish ICE. Immigration and Customs Enforcement is not going to get abolished. If you guys wanted to abolish it, you could have. You had Biden in office, you should have done it. Customs and Border Protection isn't going to get abolished either. I hate to be the bearer of bad news for those on the political left. You have picking, you've taken the wrong angle and picked the wrong side with the immigration battle. You've completely lost the narrative on it. Individuals are not in favor of illegal immigration. Across party lines, it is a 80-20 political issue once again. Democrats, surprise, surprise, are on the wrong side of it. So I'm going to do a quick refresh here to see if we've got any additional information. But the final data that we've got, at least as of right now, 81 individuals arrested, according to Customs and Border Protection. Those arrests happened on Saturday. It's not immediately clear how many more individuals will be arrested or how much longer these operations will take place. But it's great news. You know, it's an unfortunate circumstance that we're in. It's unfortunate that we've gotten to the point where immigration law has become such a controversial issue for the left. But here we are. This is the process. You guys don't want to enforce immigration. You don't have to. But when the party changes, when the power structures change, you're not going to win the issue. And it's, you know, Donald Trump is not changing the law. Republicans have not changed any immigration law since Trump came back into office and since they gained majorities back in the Senate and held them in the House. They're using already existing laws on the books to enforce immigration. If Democrats don't like it, then you should have changed those laws. You should have completely abolished the immigration system and allowed anybody to come into the country when you had the shot. You didn't. You've lost the battle on this. So to the frogman, to the screaming liberal women, who, of course, are my favorite. You're yelling into deaf ears. Nobody cares. The DHS agents, the CBP agents, don't give a damn about abolishing ICE and F Donald Trump and F you and F this and F that. I mean, you guys are completely missing the narrative on this issue. So bravo. Congratulations. Operations hopefully will continue to get in some cases violent, in some cases dangerous individuals off the streets in the city of Charlotte. You want to be in the United States, come in legally. Plain and simple. If you choose not to follow that process, if you choose to break the law, then deal with the repercussions. The level of sympathy I have is zero. It's non-existent. It's just non-existent. I'm not going to have sympathy for somebody that knowingly and willingly broke the law because they didn't want to go through the legal process. No country anywhere across the world can sustain a system like that. We'll continue to track it throughout the next couple of days. And a quick programming note, we will talk about this tomorrow morning with U.S. Senate candidate Michael Whatley. He'll join us coming up here on the Nick Craig Show. We'll chat with him about what's going on in Charlotte, the broader immigration issue as a whole, and of course, everything else going on politically. Michael Whatley, former head of the North Carolina Republican Party and RNC, he will join us tomorrow morning right here on the Nick Craig Show. Want to do once again thank the Law Group for their continued support. For any legal challenges you might be dealing with, lawgroupnc.com, or give them a call at 910-251-6088. That's going to do it for a Monday edition of the Nick Craig Show. Don't forget, you can join us live weekday mornings, 7 a.m., YouTube, Rumble, X, Facebook, and available 24/7 wherever you get your podcasts.